So I want to share something very briefly. I'll try and be very brief from the Word. And then if you have any questions, if you turn to the book of Philippians, I was saying, I've made the comment at convention. We were at a church service in Douala where we pulled up and the church sign said, AM service, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. So I'm not aiming for that length of time. But very briefly, I just wanted to encourage you to stand firm in God's calling. Stand firm in God's calling. Now, you know the book of Philippians. It's a prison epistle along with Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. And Paul is writing from a very difficult situation. And one of my favorite verses in Philippians, you know, is one in verse 27, where it talks about, you know, us having our conduct that is worthy of the Lord. Chapter 1 and verse 6, you know, being confident of this very thing, that the work that God has begun in you, He'll complete it. A number of encouraging verses are found here in the book of Philippians. But I just want to very briefly encourage you in a few things. First of all, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1, it says this. It says, "Finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord, for to me to write the same thing to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe." So number one, I want to encourage you to stand firm in God's calling by looking up. So if you look up here, look up. So I like to say, you know, we look up to the Lord. And it was very interesting. We stopped with the boys in Lancaster when we first left Zion, went to the new production there at Sight and Sound. It was on Jesus. And they do amazing effects. You know, it's live actors. But the scene where Peter got his eyes off of the Lord and started to sink. And Jesus, you know, called out to him and reached, you know, out to him. And just sort of that thought of us keeping our eyes on the Lord. And you know that old chorus, turn your eyes upon Jesus. If we want to remain faithful in God's calling, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. You know, we get our eyes on people, we get our eyes on problems, we can get distracted. The another thing that Paul encourages here is found in number two, is watch out. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 2, he says, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of manipulation." And, you know, we want to be positive, we want to be encouraging, we want to work together with others, but we also need to watch out if we're going to be firm. And I just read yesterday, and I don't even know who said this, it was a quote, something I was looking at, it said, "It's better to be divided to be divided by truth is better than being united in error." Interesting thought. To be divided by truth is better than to be united in error. You know, we have to watch out. Now, we need to be careful we're not just cynical and critical of everybody, but we do need to be very aware and conscious. You know, these dogs speak of uncleanness here. You know, and we want to take heed to our doctrine. The evil workers were false teachers. Manipulation was the Jewish, you know, people that were trying to, you know, return people to Judaism. But if we're going to stand firm in God's calling, we need to watch out. You know, and that's a key emphasis we have in Zion of pure doctrine and righteous doctrine and doing that which is right and being very aware and watching out without being cynical and critical, but being very watchful of those things. And then number three is found in Philippians 3, verses 8, 9, and 10, and it is draw near, 8, 9, and 10. And Paul says here, "For indeed I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." And then it goes on in verses 9 and 10. Verse 10, he says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection." And if we're going to stand firm in God's calling, we cannot lose sight of the vision of always drawing near to the Lord and taking that opportunity to spend time with him, taking that opportunity to be with him, to know him, to gain Christ. That's our goal. And that's our heart's cry, is that we would truly, you know, draw near to the Lord and be very aware of that. You know, in our situation in Bamenda, It is, you know, we're drawing near to the Lord. We don't know what the circumstances are going to be in our nation. And we are also very concerned for our fellow, you know, students and staff. You know, we can leave, but they cannot. And it's challenging. And to encourage people to know the Lord. And also, as I mentioned the verse earlier about being hidden in the Lord as well. And then number four, it's the idea here of pressing on. And we know this. We're talking about drawing near, but we're also not only just drawing near, but we're pressing on in the Lord as well. And that is in chapter 3, verses 12 to 16. You know, he's pressing on. He's going to be perfected. And just studying the word perfected or perfect in the New Testament is amazing. It's used in a few different ways. The book of Hebrews, it's used there as well. But I'm reminded of the words of Paul in the opening chapter of Colossians. Paul said this concerning his preaching in Colossians 1, verses 28 and 29. He says, talking about his ministry, he says this, but him we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or mature in Christ Jesus. Then he says, to this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So Paul was motivated. Paul had that vision. Paul knew that that was his calling. And you know, one of the things for us in Zion, of course, is that maturity, being perfected in the Lord. And, you know, that message needs to be heard here in North America and needs to be heard there as well in Africa. You know, many have said that the gospel is, you know, 1 inch deep and 10 miles wide in Africa. And there is a fair amount of shallowness, and they can be distracted by various things and be caught up in various things. But we can't lose sight. I get the privilege of teaching a course at FGBI called Christian Maturity. We use Pastor Karam's book, Paul Karam's book, on true Christianity for that. And really encouraging the students to become mature and to grow in the Lord and press on in the Lord. And that's important, a message. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. You know, this morning when we're worshiping before my Lord, before my wife. My wife is not my Lord. Before my wife prophesied, I just kept having this thought, you know, lift those hands that hang down and strengthen those feeble knees. And I pray, God, just lift up the hands of each one here and strengthen those feeble knees. Be encouraged in the Lord. Press on in him. And then in chapter 4 and verse 1, it is, we are to stand fast. We are to stand fast. Therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. You know, we need to stand fast. And, you know, circumstances may make us waver or cause us to waver. But we need to be those, you know, those trees, you know, watered and our roots down deep. And, you know, Tamar's name means palm tree. You know, palm trees can take that wind. You know that here very well, you know. I'm used to preaching in the north. Oh, palm trees. Okay, yeah, palm trees. But, you know, they can take that. They're going to keep their roots. If their roots are deep, they will stand fast. And they'll be able to withstand those things and not be uprooted, you know, in that way. And be encouraged, no matter what is going on, that you need to stand fast if you're going to stand firm in God's calling. And then finally, in chapter 1 and verse 12, we need to go out. And I am just reminded, you know, Paul said here in chapter 1 and verse 12, you know, he's saying here that whatever's happening, it's worked out for the furtherance of the gospel. The furtherance of the gospel. So I want to encourage you this morning to look up. I want to encourage you to watch out. I want to encourage you to draw near. I want to encourage you to press on. I want to encourage you to stand fast. And I want to encourage you to go out. And there was a missionary in Africa who wrote an excellent little book about different modes of ministry. And he tells a story there of an elderly lady. And she got saved. She was very, very old. She was quite elderly. And she was blind. And she could not walk very well. And she's like, Lord, what can I do to minister? Well, the Lord planted in her heart and mind this thought. And so she went to her pastor and she said, you know, across the road from me, there's this school, a boys' school. And could you get me a French Bible? And could you mark for me John 3:16 in that French Bible? And so the pastor marked it for her. And she went every day, very slowly. She got out there. She would sit down with a chair. And as the boys would come out of school, she'd say to the young man, could you read, I don't read French. Could you read this Bible for me in French? And there's a verse there that I've under, could you read it? And they would read it in French. Well, she did this only over the course of a few years, not very long. When she passed away, hundreds of people gathered. And among those hundreds of people, there was 21 pastors who had been a result of her ministry. Crippled, blind, elderly, and she was illiterate. She could not read. And 21 pastors and many. The author, the writer didn't say how many came to the Lord, but 21 pastors were sitting in her funeral service that said, yes, I came to the Lord because of her ministry, and I'm now a pastor. You know, so don't limit ourselves. You know, don't limit yourself. Look for that opportunity. And, you know, as I look around at times, and, you know, in Cameroon, it's very easy to start a church. You know, you just go out, stand in the corner, sing a few songs, clap your hands, and preach a little sermon, and then you go around door to door for a couple weeks, and then you announce you're having a church. You've got 50 people like that. And you go from there, and you can have a, you know, the pastor and a church, and it's going. And many of our students, you know, we have many churches still needing pastors, but we have other churches, they just are told to go plant your own church, and they do it. You know, it's very easy. I've noticed it's not quite that way in North America. You know, but no matter what the circumstance, we need to go out. So, again, this simple thought, I just really believe today I wanted to encourage you to stand firm in God's calling. Stand firm in God's calling by, say it with me, looking up and watching out and drawing near and pressing on and standing fast and going out. Amen. Brief word to encourage you.